Welcome back to day 26 of our 40 for 40 journey through the book of Exodus. Today our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 26, and our key verses are 33 through 35. Okay, friends, I'm just warning you now that the next 5 days are not going to excite you like the first part of Exodus did. We are just past the halfway point in this season of Lent, and this is where it gets harder to take steps in the journey. This is the point where we need to lean into God's love and strength and to open our hearts to hear God's words for us. God will use these 5 chapters of Scripture that primarily serve as the blueprints for the construction of the tabernacle, God's dwelling place with the Israelites, to guide and teach us. We must pay close attention and be willing to dig a little deeper. If we do, I know that we will find God's truth for us. The truth we find today is about the structure of worship. Much consternation has been made throughout Christianity about how we should worship, with music or without, pipe organs or electric guitars, in Latin or the language of the people. In this chapter that appears to be all about construction, what we actually see is God laying out for us how we should approach the act of worship. We must approach our worship with order, discipline, and planning. We must guard against casual, slovenly, easy access to God. The style of worship pales in comparison to our intention and structure in worship. First and foremost, we must enter worship with the express intention to give thanks and praise to God. Not to have our cup filled or to check off a box on the to-do list. Worship is our time to share with God our deep love for Him. Worship is also an exercise in extravagance that depends on the willing generosity of the community of faith, despite the community's potential leanness in having anything to offer. These Israelites were not established, were not wealthy, and were still wandering in the wilderness. And yet God was asking them to give up some of their most valuable possessions to build a dwelling place for God. Worship, then, is an act of hope that says we give believing that God will give back to us. Worship is an act of trust and faith that makes a clear declaration of what we know God can accomplish in and through us. That leads us to our questions today. Have you ever thought about worship in this way, as an act of trust and generosity? How do you typically think about your time in worship? How could you be more intentional in the way that you praise God? Let's pray together. Loving Father, we are thankful that you desire to be in a relationship with us, that you desire to hear what it is that we have to say. So God, we ask that you would help us to be intentional in our worship and praise of you, that we would trust you with our time, our energy, and our resources, that we would praise you with the words of our lips, but more importantly, the words of our hearts, and that we would align ourselves with your vision and value for the world. God, help us to be your people and to worship in your path today. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.